Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and happy Wednesday to you. Listen, I pray and trust that your day has been blessed. And guess what? I don't even have to pray that. I know it's blessed. Why? Because you are a child of God. Hallelujah. And if by chance you happen to be under the sound of my voice and you are not a believer in Jesus Christ, you are still blessed. Why? Because you're still alive. You're still in the land of the living with an opportunity to discover all there is to know and find out and grow into the knowledge of as far as who Christ is. Amen. Amen. And who he can be in your life. Guess what? That goes for those of us who are believers too. There's still yet more to know about Jesus. There's yet more to grow into as far as the knowledge and understanding of who Christ really is and who he is to become in our lives. What's this, Paige? He's already who he's going to be in that. Listen, you ain't seen everything, honey. Oh, God. Listen, the Bible says that we go from glory to glory, which means he's so high, you can't get over him. He's so low, you can't get under him. So wide, you can't get around him. Listen, this, you will never know all there is to know about the Lord, especially not here. Oh, God. That's how deep he is. That's how great he is. That's how magnificent he is. Amen. And so I'm happy that you could spend this time with me for a little while on this Wednesday night on Let's Talk About Love. Oh, my God, I'm so happy you could be here with me. And I pray and trust that, again, that you are yearning to grow in the knowledge and wondrous understanding of who Christ really is. Listen, I've experienced some things with the Lord, praise God, but yet, listen, there's so much more over the horizon. My God, my God. And guess what? He allows me, and I know I'm talking about you too, to go through tests and trials so that I can learn more. Hallelujah. So don't you put your head down. Stop that frowning. Hallelujah to God. He is allowing you to go through so that you can learn, my God, learn more about him, be drawn closer to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo, Shanda de Babosia. Oh, if you could just think about how good he is with that. Listen, he chooses you. Come on, have you ever been in a classroom and it seemed like the teacher's always picking at you? I'm not talking about abusively. I'm not talking about that because we got that too. But I'm saying about the teacher that's always calling on you, giving you the challenging questions. Come on here. It's because he or she knows what's in you. He or she knows what your potential is. God. Stop that frowning and pouting and complaining. God is trying to take you somewhere. Yes, he is. Oh, he wants you to launch out. Yes, sir, tonight into the deep. There are some students that are even telling the teacher, I don't want to go outside for recess. Give me some work to do. Oh, God, I need my understanding to be strengthened and challenged. I'm sick of the same old thing, same old mundane. I'm done with Cracker Jacks. Oh, I want more of God. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Ha-ha. Woo, Sandio. Sister Paige, you sound like you be fussing. I do. I'm fussing at that demon. Hallelujah. I'm rebuking that spirit that wants you to be complacent. Oh, ho, ho, and give up on your seek. Rababansi. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. He said, if you seek me, Jesus said it, you will find me if you see me with all your heart. So the devil will throw mud in your path. Come on here. Try to blind your vision so that you quit seeking. Oh, God. Don't you dare allow it. In the name of Jesus, And after you've done all you can to stand, lean on Jesus. Hallelujah. He gonna bring you out. Come on here. Yes, he will. He's faithful. Mm-hmm. Praise God. I'm excited about you being here. I really am. Praise God. Listen, would you do me a favor and turn, hallelujah to God, in your Bibles to Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Listen, embrace the shift, beloved. While you're turning there, hallelujah, I said embrace the shift. Things have changed. I don't like, well, get used to it, huh? Because they're going to change some more. You can't stay a size zero all your life. Oh, he wants you to grow up. Yeah, mature. We want big blessings, but we don't want to put on big girl and big boy pants. We don't want to deal with no big test and no big stretching. Come on up in here tonight. He is trustworthy. Let him do what he started in you. Hey, let him complete the work. Come on. Hallelujah. Embrace it. Embrace it. Daddy's not going to let you fall. Come on here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts 1, 1 through 9. Ready? The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive. I really could stop right there. Woo! He that was dead, buried. You remember what they did to him, right? You know who we're talking about, right? Jesus, who was crucified, slaughtered. Oh, God. Murdered. Oh, God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He showed himself alive. That's what he did. Uh-huh. After his passion. Oh, God, please help me. If we, oh, Lord, that word is too much for me tonight. that word passion. Now, if you look at it in the NIV version, it'll say after his suffering. I wonder what the correlation could possibly be with between a passion. That's why I love King James. Passion and a suffering. Oh, can we stop here for just 1 second? I remember a scene in the movie The Passion of the Christ. God bless Mel Gibson, where he is right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Where Jesus told his mother Mary, after she was able to get through the crowd to get to him, as he was struggling along the path carrying the cross. Oh, God, Jesus! Yes, sir. With blood streaming down and his skin hanging from his body like shredded women or shredded ribbon. You know, they couldn't really show everything that happened to him in the movies, because folk had a heart attack, really. There were people that were reported to have died watching that movie because of the pain, of course, of watching what happened to Jesus. And that wasn't even the half. So imagine, oh, God, what really happened to him? Oh, God, oh, God. And how he looked there. Oh, my God, telling his mother, don't you see, Mama, what I have achieved for Israel? Don't you see the good that I'm doing? And he listen, in the movie, he actually had a smile. Lord, please help me tonight. On his face. As he carried the cross. Oh! Passion, passion, passion. Fulfilling the will of his Father. Yeah, so this is what he did, verse 3. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. There was no denying that he was alive. Let's move on. Being seen of them 40 days. And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. He gave them instruction, yeah. But wait, Oh, for the promise of the Father, which saith, ye have heard of me. Jesus told them, I don't want you to leave Jerusalem. I know it's hot up in here. Yeah, I know it's tight because of all the drama that has transpired. I know that you're scared and afraid because of the persecution. And because of what you've seen happen to me, but don't leave Jerusalem. Wait. Now, mind you, this is not the first set of instructions that Jesus gave them. He had given the boys before he was crucified specific instructions on how to live and how to function and how to operate representing the kingdom. But they yet needed to be processed. Let's use Peter as an example, who after he betrayed Jesus, repented and wept bitterly and preached down something on the day of Pentecost. Yes! When Jesus was resurrected, he told them that they were to go into all the world and preach and teach. Then he tells them not to raise the dead, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers. Hallelujah. But before they could do that, they had to wait for the promise of the Father. He told them about this promise. Who is who? The Holy Ghost. All right. For John truly baptized with water, verse 5, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Not many days hence. I know you have nice words and you've seen me do some things. And I know that you know, come on here, the principles that I've taught you. But you need power. You need power. Before you can do what I told you to do, you need power from on high. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Jerusalem? And he said to them, listen, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. That's not your affair. That's not your concern right now. Okay? Don't worry about that. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. That's where your concentration need to be, honey. You're going to get some power. Because the Holy Ghost, the promise that I told you about, is about to come upon you. Then you'll be able to talk about me. Lord, please help me. Then you'll be able to live for me for real, and demonstrate my glory. How? All right. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight. Now, tonight, Lord, please help me. I want to talk a little bit about waiting and why it is so important for us to learn how to wait. In fact, the topic for tonight's discussion and love talk is why wait. Mm-hmm. Why wait? Listen, you know, as I share this topic with you tonight, I have in mind my own children. Let's go to our own childhood, if that's all right. Hallelujah. About how when our parents told us we had to wait, we didn't understand why they couldn't move when we wanted them to move, and why did it take so long for things to get accomplished, and why, come on here tonight, why we had to wait when they told us we couldn't have what we wanted right then and right there. They had their reasons, and sometimes it wasn't necessarily a specific reason for why they could not do what it was we wanted them to do. They just wanted to teach us that you can't have what you want when you want it. You got to learn to wait. Perhaps you weren't ready for what you were asking for. Let's go a little further. Maybe your behavior was a little stinky, and you really didn't deserve to receive what you were asking for at that time. There were some lessons you need to get under your little belt before you could receive the blessing. Lord Jesus, so come about, Shonda. In addition to that, sometimes your mom and daddy will make you wait because they want to make sure you didn't take your blessing for granted. I don't care if it was sugar pop, candy, or shoes. Don't you dare take it for granted. It cost something for me to get this for you. And if I'm going to give it to you, you better act straight. You better be appreciative. There's a reason why we got to wait. A reason, there's a purpose. yeah. I like what Jesus said here in the book of Acts. I like how Luke, because Luke is the one that wrote this, you know, the doctor wrote this, and he was writing to Theophilus and sharing about all he witnessed Jesus do and teach. He was letting Theophilus know that he was a faithful witness and telling him of all the things that Jesus had told him and the boys, the disciples. And now when he gets to this specific instruction, he's telling and sharing with us how Jesus told them not to leave Jerusalem. Can I talk to somebody tonight? My brother and my sister, listen, don't leave Jerusalem. See the pain we're talking about Jerusalem. Wherever you are, she come on, side. Where God told you to keep your hind part still. Lord Jesus. It might be a church. Where you may not be liked. It may be a place that's a little uncomfortable. It may be a position in which you may feel unappreciated or overlooked, or you want more, whatever it is. Don't you leave Jerusalem. I don't care how hot the heat is getting. You stay right there. You wait. I've been believing God and ain't nothing happening. Stay in Jerusalem. I'm tired of this situation because stay put, Kizzy. Stay put. Kizzy was from the movie called Roots, and that's what her name meant in that African dialect. Kizzy meant stay put. Hallelujah. Stay right there. Don't you move until you receive the promise. Somebody needs to stay in Jerusalem. Stay in Jerusalem. Stay in Jerusalem. I know you bucking to go ahead and start ministry and get that 501c3. Come on up in here tonight. Don't move till you get power. God made you a promise. He can't fail. Wait on him. It's the reason he said wait. Heshiko. Can I share something with you about childhood again? Sometimes our parents made us wait because they knew that the devil was waiting right there to snatch things from our kind-hearted selves. Some of us are so weak. Lord, please help me tonight. And I'm not speaking weakness over you. But what I mean is I'm saying you and your emotions. You want to help everybody. Come to Lord, Moshiach. You will take all your prayers and give it away. But once you have to sweat and blood and tear and toil and trial and tribulate over what God gave you, you ain't going to be so quick to be foolish with it. Praise God. Amen. 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 I said amen. Hallelujah. Before you go and start that business, before you go and take steps to say yes to Peggy and John about helping you with your vision, wait. 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 Don't leave. Don't leave. Don't leave Jerusalem. Until you receive the promise. He said, don't leave Jerusalem. Stay there. Wait for the promise of the Father. God has promised you so many great and mighty things. Let me talk straight to you. And because it's not happening the way you would like or in your timing, you're ready to abandon ship and do what you want. Shall I remind you what happened with Father Abraham? And while we got so much trouble with Samalama Hukasa and Ahala and all this here, now Abraham couldn't wait. He listened to Sarah, who could not wait when God gave them the promise of who? Isaac. Hallelujah. They said, we're going to help God out because he's taking a little too long. Now, he didn't say, I want you to go and try to figure out the promise and get it done. God told Sarah that she was going to conceive in her old age. And what did she do? Laugh. Some of y'all are swallowing that laugh right now. You get ready to choke on that same laugh. Lord have mercy, because even though you went on the other side of the track to get what you thought you should have done to get your promise from God, children that ain't the promised child. Oh, that keeps my now. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. We get in trouble when we don't wait. When God makes a promise, I promise you he keeps it. Don't take my word. The Bible tells us his promises are yes and amen. God don't lie. Hallelujah. I know you've been disappointed by people. I know your circumstance seems to dictate some craziness right now while you're waiting. But, beloved, I want to tell you something. Waiting is your incubation. Waiting is a womb. Waiting is a type of womb in which God is not only protecting you, glory to God, but he's protecting what you're carrying. I'm trying to stay calm about this. The promise that you're waiting on is not only for you, but it's for the souls that God has assigned to you. Why is it taking so long? Listen here. You feel the same way when mom and daddy's cooking in the kitchen, and you smell all, some of y'all have been smelling the aroma of your blessing. God, please help me tonight. You've been smelling and hearing the stuff bubbling and simmering in the kitchen, and you want just a little taste test, but the answer is wait. It ain't finished cooking yet. Oh, Lord, you gotta wait until it's finished. Sometimes you can open the oven too soon. Sometimes you'll take the cover off the pot. And you'll lose the momentum. Lord have mercy, you don't understand unless you a cook. I've gotten in mess of trouble when I try to go sneak a peek and look at my daddy's pot. He said, get out of there. Don't you touch my pot. You're going to mess it up. I don't want nothing in there that's going to mess with the heat. I know it's hot and you smell blessings coming. The doors will be premature and jumping in too fast. You can mess your promise up. Ask Abraham about it. How much headache did he have when he didn't wait on God? He brought confusion. He brought division. He brought jealousy. He brought distress and discord into his house. Wait on a promise. Wait. You avoid a lot of unnecessary headache if we just learn to wait. The promise is so precious. How? I said the promise is precious. Under the bokosh. It go past the you who daddy used to tell me he promised to get me after school. Come on here. I love you who, but it ain't got nothing on the Holy Ghost. Have nothing on the promises of God. It ain't got nothing on your deliverance, on your healing, on your breakthrough, on your promotion, on your expansion, on the acknowledgement of your territory. Oh, these promises are precious. Glory to God. You got to wait. Why wait? Because he is faithful who has promised. Hallelujah. Why wait? Because the same one is trying to tempt you to move ahead of God. Rababoko Shandaba knows the potential of your promise. Hallelujah. The devil knows that there's power in your waiting on that promise. Hallelujah. Do you hear me tonight? Glory to God. Suppose, and let me talk to those of you that know what it's like to be pregnant, male and female, because we're not talking about physically only. When God has promised you something, and here it is, you start to feel the kicks of that saying. You start to actually have more evidence of being knocked up with promise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. you begin to see the baby move about under your skin. Hiya, Mansi. Hallelujah. And you say, Lord, I want it to come out right now. Do you know how ludicrous that sounds? If it were possible, if you were able to take your child out of your womb ahead of time, Rababakosh Mandi, ask those who have had experience with premature births, hallelujah, or had to have emergency C-sections before the full term was complete, what a danger and peril it caused not only to the baby but to the mother carrying the child. Hallelujah. Rabakosh Miyanda, it's the grace of God that premature babies are able to survive outside of the womb. Thank God for technology and thank God for, come on here, medical advances, all right? But there's a reason why God gives us times, periods of gestation, and seasons. He has a purpose in us waiting on his promise. Let me pray for you tonight. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that your words, which you promised, would not return to you void, neither unfulfilled, would break down every barrier. Adarabakosh Bekei. Of impatience, of flesh, of emotion that would try to take control of your fruit of the Spirit. Patience, meekness, temperance, long suffering, forbearance, goodness. Oh God, your love, saturate this line right now and cast out every fear that is associated with waiting. Every fear that is worried, that will cause worry about what other people are thinking. Oh God, Father, I pray against every diabolical scheme and attack that will cause your people to move out of Jerusalem. Oh God, without receiving the promise. God, we need the promise tonight. We need the promise because you gave us the promise, Haya Babosha, as a sign of kingdom covenant, oh, for the release of miracles in this earth, so that the world would know in all of Judea, Samaria, come on, to the uttermost part of the earth, that you are God and beside you there's another. We need this promise, and we need the promise in its fullness. We don't want to mess it up. We're going to wait. We don't want half a deposit or half a download. We'll wait on the promise. We'll wait. We'll wait. We thank you for the anointing to wait. We thank you for the anointing to worship while we wait. We thank you for the anointing that teaches us to praise while we wait. To be still and to seek you wholeheartedly while we wait so that we can receive all that we need to carry out the fulfillment, hallelujah, and the maintenance of the promise that we receive. Hallelujah, that we will be good stewards over. My God, the miracles that you're about to release. Hallelujah, that we will be able to win a great harvest of souls through this promise and your many and great promises that are yes and amen. Father, we receive it tonight by faith. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that purges us. Ha-ta-ra-ba-shandi. Yes, and cleanses us from all sin. In Jesus' name, we love you and honor you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Beloved, listen, I pray you've been blessed by this word tonight. And anytime you get in a haste and want to hurry and buck and move, just remember there's a price to pay when we don't wait on God. Hallelujah. He's told you he's going to do it. Trust him. Hallelujah. I love you. Listen, tune in next week, same time, same station. We're going to be doing the same thing, talking about love and praising our great God. In Jesus' name, I love you. Bye-bye.
It is our earnest prayer that you have been blessed and empowered by today's program. You can contact MG Page on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. You can also write her at Let's Talk About Love, P.O. Box 1066, St. Helena Island, South Carolina, 29920. Until next time, God bless, and remember that God has a sure plan for your life.